الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, فالحمد لله, this is the first lesson where we will discuss the rulings of fasting. بارك الله فيكم. In the book that we're reading from is السبل السوية of حافظ Al-Hakami rahimahullahu ta'ala. And this book is in poem form. It's not difficult, walillah alhamd, as you will see, and we'll keep it as simple as possible. Just by commenting with a few lines from the explanation of Al-Sheikh Zayd Al-Madkhali Al-Afnan Al-Nadiyya. Jazakumullahu khayran. If anyone has any questions as we go along, don't be scared to ask. But like I said, inshallah, I'll try and keep it as simple as possible. Jazakumullahu khayran. And alhamdulillah, you'll see the people of knowledge, alhamdulillah, as we become accustomed to when studying some of the books of Aqeedah, that sometimes they write their works in book form and sometimes they write it in poem form. As for this, alhamdulillah, it's written in poem form to make it easy for the reader to memorize. And inshallah, the brother, he will read the abiyat, the lines, and then inshallah ta'ala will comment and read the commentary of Sheikh Zayd. Barakallahu feekum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu as-salamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslimin kathira. Qala al-lam al-Sheikh Hafidh ibn Ahmad al-Hakami rahimahullah. Kitab al-Siyam, bab fardiyatihi wa fadluhu.
Wa fadlihi. Nah.
صيام شهر رمضان حتما بالآي والحديث فرضا علما وهو على من تجب الصلاة عليه إذ جاءت بذا الآيات واستثني من ذا من يكن معذورا شرعا ويأتي حكمهم مذكورا وهو لهذا الدين ركن رابع وكم له قد صح فضل ساطع.
نعم. So حافظ الحكمي, he mentions Kitab al-Siyam, the book of fasting. Babu fardiyatihi wa fadlihi. Chapter, its obligation and virtue. So now we're discussing the obligation to fast the month of Ramadan and likewise some of the virtues of this blessed month, which we will start fasting inshaAllah ta'ala either Saturday or Sunday. So this blessed month is very close. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us success to all reach it. Hafid al-Hakami said, Rahimahullah, Siyamu shahri Ramadan hutima bil-ayi wal-hadithi fardan ulima. Fasting the month of Ramadan is an obligation. Fasting the month of Ramadan is an obligation. Fardan ulima. And due to the verses of the Qur'an and the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fasting the month of Ramadan is an obligation and this is known. So inshallah we'll stop and we'll comment on this. Fasting the month of Ramadan is an obligation. Siyamu shahri Ramadan hutima bil-ayi wal-hadithi fardun ulima. It is an obligation. Why? بالآي والحديث, because of the verses of the Quran and the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فرضاً علما, it's known that this is an obligation from the religion of Islam. Is that clear so far? That's easy, right? Alhamdulillah. Meaning what? A أن صيام شهر رمضان قد ثبتت فرضيته بالكتاب والسنة والإجماع. The obligation to fast the month of Ramadan is established by the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the consensus of the Muslims. Who can give me a verse from the Quran? Musab, tafaddal. A'tini aya. Na'am, fardiyat siyam Ramadan. Ahsant, na'am. That's a proof. Na'am. Another dalil. Faddal. نعم الحمد لله. So we had آيتان, two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. The first, the saying of Allah عز وجل, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. Whoever witnesses the month of Ramadan, فليصم. Allah commands them, لام الأمر. Then it is a must that they fast it. So somebody may say, well, where's the dalil in that ayah that it is obligatory upon me to fast? Huwa hadha. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهَرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Whoever witnesses the month of Ramadan, فَلْيَصُمْ, then it is a must that they fast. We don't have a choice in this matter. هذا لام الأمر. That verse is verse 185. Likewise, the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, تبارك وتعالى, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُهُ بَلِيفْ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you, meaning made obligatory upon you, like it was prescribed for those who came before you, so that you may attain piety. And the Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 183. As for the Sunnah, then there are numerous ahadith. We'll just naktafi biwahid, we'll suffice with one. فَقَدْ ثَبَتَ عَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ عُمَرِ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ. It is established upon Abdullah ibn Umar, Allah Azza wa Jalla be pleased with both of them, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Buni al-Islam ala khams. Islam is built upon five. What are they? Give me the first. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The first is the testimony that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, tafadhal. Na'am. Wa iqam as-salah, establishment of the prayer. The third, tafadhal. Na'am. Wa ita' az-zakat, giving us zakat. The fourth, tafadhal. Wal hajj. The fifth, tafadhal. Ahsant. وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ. Not a trick question, ikhwan. To fast the month of Ramadan. Na'am. Islam is built upon five. These are the pillars of Islam. أَمَّا الْإِجْمَاعِ. Na'am. As for the consensus of the Muslims, فَقَدْ أَجْمَعَتِ الْأُمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمَ عَلَى وَجُوبِ. The Muslims have unanimously agreed that fasting is obligatory. لَمْ يُخَالِفْ فِي ذَلِكْ مُخَالِفْ. Sheikh Zayd said, no one has disagreed with this ever. بل إن فرضيته معلومة لأمة الإسلام من الدين بالضرورة. This is known, the obligation to fast the month of Ramadan is known by necessity. Every Muslim knows that they have to fast the month of Ramadan. ومن أنكر فرضيته بعد قيام تلك الأدلة القوية عليها فهو كافر مرتد عن الإسلام. Sheikh Zaydi said, whoever denies the obligation of fasting the month of Ramadan after these strong evidences have been established for them, mentioned to them, then he is a disbeliever and apostate from Al-Islam. May Allah protect us from that. طيب. So that's clear, that point, Ikhwan? That's wadih. Naam. So we understand the statement of Hafidh Al-Hakami, سيام شهر رمضان حتما بالآي والحديث فرضا علما. Fasting the month of Ramadan is an obligation. It's an obligation based upon the verses of the Quran and the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which establish this as an obligation and it is known. The second line, وَهُوَ عَلَى مَنْ تَجِبُ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْهِ إِذْ جَاءَتْ بِذَا الْآيَاتُ. Fasting the month of Ramadan is obligatory upon those whom the prayer is obligatory upon. Somebody may say, who is fasting obligatory upon? The answer, fasting the month of Ramadan is obligatory upon those people whom the salah, the prayer is obligatory upon, as found in the verses of the Quran. Meaning what? أَنَّ الصَّوْمُ أي أَنَّ الصَّوْمُ يَجِبْ عَلَى مَنْ تَجِبْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْمَفْرُوضَةِ. Fasting is obligatory upon the individual whom the prayer is obligatory upon, the five daily prayers. So the one who fasting is obligatory upon, وَذَلِكَ بِأَنْ تَتَوَفَّرَ فِيهِ الشُّرُوطَ التَّالِيَةِ. is the person that meets the following conditions. The first, al-Islam. فَلَا يَصِّحُ مِنْ كَافِرٍ. The first condition that has to be met is al-Islam. Fasting is obligatory upon the Muslim. As for the disbeliever, if they were to fast, it's not accepted from them. لَا يَنْفَعُ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ. That's why سِرَاج وَهَاج هَدَاهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ. Those individuals who were commending the nation of Islam for fasting in the month of Ramadan, that's not going to benefit them. They could fast, they could pray, they could give zakat, they can make hajj, they could do every deed that you can think of until they come with tawheed, it will never be accepted from them. مَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ أَبَدًا. And that shows that people like Siraj, may Allah guide us and him, and give us understanding and him understanding of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, they don't understand the foundations of the religion of Islam. We don't commend them for fasting in the month of Ramadan. We call them to what? Tawheed, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone without any partners. That's what we call them to. To abandon their disbelief. Naam. And if they, alhamdulillah, they accept the tawheed and they establish it, and then alhamdulillah they fast, it will be accepted from them. The second condition, al-aql, fala yasih min majnoon wa nahwihi. The second condition that has to be met in order for the fast to be obligatory, sound intellect, because it is not correct from the one who is insane and the like. The third condition, al-bulugh, puberty. The fourth condition, al-qudra ala sawm, the ability to fast. So I'll just repeat those quickly. Four conditions have to be met in order for the fast to be obligatory. The first is al-Islam. The second is al-aql, sound intellect. The third is al-bulugh, puberty. The fourth, al-qudra ala sawm, the ability to fast. Hafid al-Hakami, he said, rahimahullah, إِذْ جَاءَتْ بِذَا الْآيَاتُ. This is established. And this is found in the verses of the Qur'an. Meaning, أي أن وجوب الصوم يتعلق بمن وجبت عليه الصلاة وحيث إن الصلاة وجبت من نصوص قرآنية. وكذلك جاءت بفرضية الصوم آيات قرآنية. Now we find the obligation to pray the five daily prayers is found in many verses of the Qur'an. Likewise, the obligation to fast the month of Ramadan is found in many verses in the Qur'an. That's the meaning of that. Then, Hafid al-Hakami, he said, وَاسْتَثْنِي مِنْ ذَا مَنْ يَكُونَ مَعْذُورًا شَرْعًا وَيَأْتِي حُكْمُهُمْ مَذْكُورًا. وَاسْتَثْنِي مِنْ ذَا مَنْ يَكُونَ مَعْذُورًا شَرْعًا وَيَأْتِي حُكْمُهُمْ مَذْكُورًا. Which means what? This means that exclude from this, meaning the obligation to fast, there are exceptions. Some people now, they have a valid excuse not to fast. So, Hafid al-Hakami said, exclude from this, meaning the obligation to fast, the one who is Islamically excused. They have a valid reason. And their ruling shall be mentioned later on, meaning it will be discussed in more detail, not here, because this chapter is primarily for what? What's this chapter, Muhammad? نعم أصلحكم الله إخوان أين أنتم باب فرضيته وفضله. We're talking about the obligation to fast and its virtues. Let's understand the chapter heading so we could see what the author is trying to ماذا to establish in this particular chapter. باب فرضيته وفضله. So he said exclude from this, meaning the obligation to fast, the one who is Islamically excused, they have a legitimate shar'i reason to not fast. And this ruling shall be mentioned later on. Again, we'll mention briefly, who are those who are excused? Sheikh Zayd, he said, أي إنه يستثنى ممن يجب عليهم الصوم من كان معذورا بنسع شرعي. An exception to the ruling of fasting being obligatory are those who have valid Islamic excuses, as established by the texts, meaning the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. وَذَٰلِكَ كَالْمَرِيدُ, the one who is sick. وَالْمُسَافِرُ, the one who, the traveler. وَالْحَامِلُ, the pregnant woman. وَالْمُرْدِعُ, the woman who is breastfeeding. وَالشَّيْخ الْكَبِيرُ, the elderly sheikh, the elderly person, male or female. وَالْحَائِضُ, the woman who is menstruating. وَالنُّفَسَى, the woman who is in a state of postnatal bleeding. فَهَؤُلَاء مَعْذُورُونَ شَرْعًا كَمَا سَتَأْتِي أَحْكَامُهُمْ مُفَصَّلَ فِي بَابِهَا. So these individuals, they are excused from fasting according to the religion of Islam, and their rulings will be mentioned in detail later on. Then he said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, وَهُوَ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ رُكْنًا رَابِعُ. Allahu Akbar. Fasting is the fourth pillar of this religion. Fasting the month of Ramadan, أي وصوم شهر رمضان هو الركن الرابع من الأركان التي بني عليها الإسلام. Fasting the month of Ramadan is the fourth pillar from the pillars that Islam is built upon. Showing again the importance of fasting this blessed month. بني الإسلام على خمس كما تقدم في حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما, as was mentioned in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. ولهذه النصوص وجب الإيمان بفرضيته والعمل به إيمانا واحتسابا ومن أنكر فرضيته فقد ارتد عن الإسلام إن كان قبل ذلك مسلما. الشيخ زيدي said, due to these evidences كما سمعتموها, that you have heard, due to the evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah, it is obligatory to believe that fasting is wajib. If somebody does not believe that fasting is wajib, obligatory upon them, the month of Ramadan, اسمعوا. It is obligatory, based upon these evidences, to believe in the obligation to fast the month of Ramadan, and act upon them, out of true faith, and awaiting the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. And whoever denies the obligation to fast the month of Ramadan, then they have apostated and left the religion of Islam, if they were a Muslim before that. If they were a Muslim before that. Then Hafid al-Hakami, had al-Imam, rahimahullah, and he died young, subhanallah. Again, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed his time. He died young, but he has many works that have benefited the Muslims and this ummah. He said next, وَكَمْ لَهُ قَدْ صَحَّ فَضْلٌ سَاطِعُ. And we're just going to mention this briefly, not going into too much detail, because in the month of Ramadan, every day inshallah, we will read from the book of the important lessons for Ramadan, and we'll talk about these virtues in more detail. But we're just going to mention, and these virtues of Ramadan, they're established by ayat and ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I'll just read, after you hear inshallah ta'ala these lines of poetry, I'll read the translation and maybe comment here or there. يعني بشيء قليل. بارك الله فيكم. تفضل.
تفتح أبواب الجنان إن دخل شهر الصيام والشياطين تغل شهر به تفتح أبواب السماء وتغلق الأبواب من جهنم شهر بصومه ذنوب تغفر وتعتق الرقاب نصا يؤثر خلوف في الصائم دون شك تفضل عند الله ريح المسك وإن في الجنة للصوام بابا له الريان اسم سامي وقد روى نبينا عن ربه لي الصيام وأنا أجزي به وصح للصائم فرحتان مع فطره ومع لقى الرحمن وغير هذا من فضائل تعد وكم بتركه وعيد قد ورد.
نعم. So حافظ الحكمي رحمه الله, he goes on now to discuss some of the virtues of what? The excellence and the virtues of the blessed month of Ramadan. So he said, رحمه الله, تفتح أبواب الجنان إن دخل شهر الصيام والشياطين تغل. The gates of paradise are opened when the month of Ramadan begins and the devils are chained. Naam, the gates of paradise, they are open when the month of Ramadan, when it arrives, when it begins, and the devils, they are chained, they are shackled. The gates of paradise are open, and the shayateen, they are chained. And again, this will be explained later on, inshallah, في الدروس, the lessons that we will give over the month of Ramadan in more detail. شهر به تفتح أبواب السماء وتغلق الأبواب من جهنم. He said, a month, the month of Ramadan, when the gates of paradise are open and the gates of hell are closed. The gates of hell, they are locked. شهر بصومه الذنوب تغفر. وتعتق الرقاب نسا يؤثر. A month which, if fasted, it results in the sins being forgiven them. Again, ikhwan, this is based upon a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan out of iman, true faith, and awaiting the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, this previous sins will be forgiven. شهر بصومه الذنوب تغفر وتعتق الرقاب نسا يؤثر. A month which if fasted, it results in the sins being forgiven, and servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, the slaves of Allah, they are liberated, they are freed from the hellfire, as mentioned in the hadith. Now, every night, Allah Azza wa Jal will liberate a people from the hellfire. Every night. وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَى. Every night Allah Azza wa Jal will free and liberate a people from the fire. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst them. Amen. That we are saved from the fire. Hafiz al-Hakimi, he said, وَتُعْتَقُ الرِّقَابُ نَسًا يُؤْثَرُ. This is based upon a hadith. This is based upon texts, because these are matters of the unseen. Then he said, خُلُوفُ فِي الصَّائِمِ دُونَ شَكِّ تَفْضُلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ رِيحَ الْمِسْكِ. Allahu Akbar. The smell of the fasting person's mouth, the odor that comes from the fasting person's mouth, without doubt is better with Allah than the smell of musk. The odor, the smell that comes from the fasting person's mouth, without doubt, there's no doubt about it, is better with Allah than the smell of musk. There's no doubt, because this is based upon a hadith. A quick grammatical question. Ikhwan, khulufa fi sa'im, fi here, what is it? خلوف في الصائم دون شك تفضل عند الله ريح المسكي. شيخ مهاجر تفضل. في هي what is it? اجلس 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 يا شيخ مهاجر. What is it? في هي. من عنده شيء عبد المالك. الله المستعان. When I translated, I gave it to you. Nam. It means mouth. Min al-asma al-khamsa. It's not a harf jar here. Khulufu fi sa'imi duna shaki. This odor, the smell that comes from the mouth of the fasting person, without doubt, tafdulu inda Allahi rih al-miski, is better to Allah than the smell of musk. Nam. وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لِلسُّوَامِ بَابٌ لَهُ الرَّيَّانُ إِسْمٌ سَامِ. Verily in paradise, there is a gate specifically for those who observe the fast, known as الرَّيَّان. Now that gate, nobody will enter except the fasting people through it, which is a sublime name, the name الرَّيَّان of this gate. May Allah bless us all to enter through it. وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لِلسُّوَامِ بَابٌ لَهُ الرَّيَّانُ إِسْمٌ سَامِ وَقَدْ رَوَى نَبِيُّنَا عَنْ رَبِّهِ لِيَصْيَامُ وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Our Prophet narrated from his Lord. So what type of hadith is that? Without anyone screaming, Abdul Wali. Hadith Qudsi, naam. Our Prophet narrated from his Lord, meaning Allah Azza wa Jalla said, this is a hadith Qudsi. لِيَصْيَامُ وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Fasting is for me, for my sake, and I will reward it. Meaning what? And again, this will be mentioned في دروسنا, in our lessons. خلال شهر رمضان بإذن الله. Over the month of Ramadan, the meaning of this is that there is no limit to the reward for the fast. It is not fixed to a specific amount or measure. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ فَهُوَ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Except for fasting, for it is for me and I will reward it. There's no fixed number for it. There's no fixed measure. Na'am, and the explanation even of that will come, سَيَأْتِي. وَصَحَ لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ مَعَ فِطْرِهِ وَمَعَ لِقَ الرَّحْمَانِ. It is authentically established, meaning in the hadith, that the fasting person will experience two pleasures or two moments of delight. It is authentically established that the fasting person, he will experience two pleasures or two moments of delight, two delightful moments. Hassan, give me one of them.
When he breaks his fast.
Now, the first, when he breaks his fast. You fast the day, you stay away from food and drink, and everything that will break the fast. And then when, alhamdulillah, when it is time for you to break the fast, you break your fast. So the person who is fasting, the sa'im, yafrah, he's delighted. And the second is what? Fadl. Now when he meets his Lord, وَمَعَ لِقَى الرَّحْمَانِ, when he meets his Lord, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, then he said, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَيْرُ هَذَا مِنْ فَضَائِلٍ تُعَدْ وَكَمْ بِتَرْكِهِ وَعِيدٌ قَدْ وَرَدْ. He said there are numerous other virtues of the fast mentioned, meaning established in the Quran and in the Sunnah. But again, the objective here is not to mention all of them, to just give a few of them. And how many threats do we find of a punishment that are mentioned for the one who abandons the fast? Meaning, it is obligatory upon them to fast, but they do not fast. How many texts do we find mentioning threats of punishment and torment for those people? May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from that. Inshallah, we'll move on. Tafaddal. Babu ma yathbut bihi siyam wal iftar. Chapter, what is required to establish the start of the month of Ramadan and the ending of the month of Ramadan. Now, today there was some confusion. Again, how do we avoid confusion? نَتَعَلَّمُ دِينَنَا. We learn our religion. How do we avoid confusion? We learn our religion. We cannot build our religion based upon ma'adha, a text that we receive from an unknown source. If we have knowledge, alhamdulillah, yuzil kathiran min al-mashakil. So again, this is an important chapter. بَابُ مَا يَثْبُتْ بِهِ الصِّيَامُ وَالْإِفْطَارُ. What is required to establish the start of the fast, the start of the month of Ramadan and its ending. تفضل.
قال الناظم رحمه الله باب ما يثبت به الصيام والإفطار. ثبوته برؤية الهلال وحيث إغماء فبالإكمال عدة شعبان ثلاثين وفي خروجه الأمر كذاك فاعرفي. والخلف في شهادة الهلال على ثلاثة من الأقوال. فقيل لا بد من العدلين في الصوم والفطر كلا حالين. وقيل في دخوله عدل وفي خروجه عدلان شرطان تفي. وقيل يكفي العدل في الفطر كما في رؤية الصوم لما قد علما من كونه قد صح في الدين عمل بخبر
الواحد في الدين العمل
من كونه قد صح في الدين الأمل بخبر الواحد من غير جدل. وإن رؤي في بلد هل يلزم بقية البلدان خلف لهم بعد اتفاقهم على اللزوم وفاق أهله على الأموم.
نعم. So حافظ الحكمي رحمه الله, in the chapter Babu Ma Yathbut Bihi Siyam Wal Iftar, what is required to establish the start of the month of Ramadan and likewise the end of the month of Ramadan. No doubt both of these things are important, the start of the month of Ramadan so that the Muslims can start to fast, likewise the end of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, so that we know when we have to stop fasting and when is the Eid. These things are important. So he said, ثُبُوتُ بِرُؤْيَةِ الْهِلَالِ وَحَيْثُ إِغْمَاءٌ فَبِالْإِكْمَالِ. The start of Ramadan is when the new moon is spotted. The start of Ramadan, A, يَثْبُتُ سَوْمُ رَمَضَان بِرُؤْيَةِ هِلَالِ. The start of Ramadan is established by sighting the new moon. If the new moon is not sighted, وَحَيْثُ إِغْمَاءٌ فَبِالْإِكْمَالِ. فَإِذَا لَمْ يُرَى الْهِلَالِ لَيْلَةَ الثَّلَاثِينَ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ لِغَيْمٍ وَنَحْوِهِ فَإِنُّهُ يَثْبُتُ السَّوْمُ بِأَمْرٍ آخَرٍ. So Hafidh al-Hakimi said, the start of Ramadan is when the new moon is spotted. And if the new moon is not sighted, then it is by completing the month of Sha'ban as 30 days. As comes in the next line, فَبِالْإِكْمَالِ عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ وَفِي خُرُوجِهِ الْأَمْرُ كَذَاكَ فَعْرِفِي. So the start of Ramadan is when the new moon is spotted. And if the new moon is not sighted, then by completing the month of Sha'ban is 30 days. And the end of the month is determined in the same way. So know this. فَعْرِفِي. Know it. Then you won't be confused. فَعْرِفِي.
So again, the start of Ramadan is established by seeing the new moon. If the new moon is not spotted on the 30th night, and the 30th night of Sha'ban is when Ikhwan, who can tell me? I should have asked the brothers, what month are we in, to see who's awake. When is the 30th of Sha'ban? When is the 30th night of Sha'ban? Friday night. Friday night. The 30th night is Friday night. So Friday night, if the moon is spotted, the new moon of Ramadan, then we fast when?
Saturday.
If they do not spot the new moon of Ramadan on Friday night, then Saturday is the 30th day of Sha'ban. Remember, the night comes before the day? We've done this how many years, Ikhwan? Barakallahu feekum. Naam. So then, if the moon is not spotted on the 30th night, which is Friday night, then the 30th day is Saturday. Then we'll fast when?
Sunday.
Is that clear, Ikhwan? Huh? That's clear? Wadih? Jazakum Allah khairan. So, as Sheikh Zaidi said, the start of Ramadan is established by seeing the new moon. If the new moon is not sighted on the 30th night, which we said is Friday, tomorrow night. So if they do not see the new moon, due to clouds or other than that, then the start of the fast is established by another way, which is what? The completion of Sha'ban as 30 days. As established in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this comes in Bukhari and Muslim, sumu li ru'yatihi, fast when you see the new moon, meaning the new moon of Ramadan. Wa aftiru li ru'yatihi, and stop fasting when you see the new moon of what month? Shawwal. You stop fasting when the new moon of Shawwal is sighted. And if the moon is covered, is concealed, you do not see it. فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ. Then complete the month of Sha'ban as 30 days. Is that clear to everyone, Ikhwan? Now, so we understand, alhamdulillah, what is required to establish the start of the fast and its ending. It's clear to us, based upon a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْخُلْفُ فِي شَهَادَةِ الْهِلَالِ. And I'm going to read this quickly, Ikhwan. We're not going to go into too much details about the khilaf. وَالْخُلْفُ فِي شَهَادَةِ الْهِلَالِ عَلَى ثَلَاثَةٍ مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ. There is a difference of opinion concerning how many testimonies are needed to affirm the sighting of the new moon of Ramadan. And there are three positions. Meaning, how many people do we need to say that trustworthy Muslims, to say that they spotted the new moon? How many people do we need to come and with their testimony in order for us to start the fast? There's three positions. Hafidh al-Hakimi, he said, فَقِيلَ لَابُدْ مِنَ الْعَدْلَيْنِ فِي الصَّوْمِ وَالْفِطْرِ كِلَ الْحَلَيْنِ. It is said that the testimony of two trustworthy witnesses are required to affirm the beginning of the fast of Ramadan and its ending. Is that clear, Ikhwan? It is said that the testimony, meaning you got two people, two trustworthy people, they come, and these men, they are trustworthy, and they say, "Nah, we spotted the new moon of Ramadan." So therefore, some of the ulama say you require two testimonies. And likewise, two testimonies are required in order to affirm the end of Ramadan and the start of Shawwal. That's one position. وقيل في دخوله عدل وفي خروجه عدلان شرطان تفي. And this is the strongest position, wallahu a'lam, based upon the texts. It is said that the testimony of one trustworthy witness is enough to affirm the beginning of Ramadan, the start of Ramadan, but you require two trustworthy testimonies to affirm the end of Ramadan. So that's the second position. And like I said, I'm not going to go into too much detail. That's the strongest position based upon the texts. وَقِيلَ يَكْفِي الْعَدْلُ فِي الْفِطْرِ كَمَا فِي رُؤْيَةِ الصَّوْمِ لِمَا قَدْ عُلِمَا مِنْ كَوْنِهِ قَدْ صَحَّ فِي الدِّينِ الْعَمَلِ بِخَبَرِ الْوَاحِدِ مِنْ غَيْرِ جَدَلِ. Hafidh al-Hakimi said, and at the last position, the last of the three, it is said that a trustworthy testimony, meaning one, is enough to affirm the end of the month of Ramadan, like it is enough and sufficient to affirm the start and the beginning of Ramadan, this is because what is known, that the narration of one trustworthy person is acted upon in the religion without any disagreement. But as we said, there's khilaf concerning how many testimonies are required, and the Sheikh, he mentioned three positions. We're not going to go into too much detail about that. Is that clear so far? Now, then he said, وَإِنْ رُؤِي فِي بَلَدٍ هَلْ يَلْزَمُ بَقِيَّةُ الْبُلْدَانِ خُلْفٌ لَهُمُ بَعْدِ اتِّفَاقِهِمْ عَلَى اللَّزُومِ وِفَاقِ أَهْلِهِ عَلَى الْعُمُومِ. If the new moon of Ramadan is sighted in one land, in one country, is it incumbent, is it obligatory upon the other Muslims who live in other lands to fast along with them? The scholars, they differ on this matter. However, they agree that it is obligatory for everyone in that land or that country, when the new moon has been sighted in that land, it is obligatory upon everyone there that they fast along with them. So there's two issues mentioned here. هذا تضمن هذان البيتان مسألتين من مسائل كتاب الصوم. These two lines of poetry comprise two issues of the matters pertaining to the book of fasting. The first, الأولى, منهما اتفاق العلماء على أنه متى ثبتت رؤية هلال رمضان في بلد فقد لزم جميع أهل ذلك البلد الصيام. The scholars, they unanimously agree that if the moon is sighted, the moon of Ramadan is sighted in one land, then it is obligatory upon all of the people of that land to fast. Is that clear? You can't say, no, you know, I'm doing my own thing. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. You know, هذا الاعتزال الغريب في هذا الزمان. You can't say, I'm doing my own thing. No, if the moon is spotted and sighted, the moon of Ramadan, in that land, then it is obligatory, according to unanimous agreement of the scholars, then it is obligatory upon all the people of that land to fast. وَقَدْ أَشَارَ النَّاظِمُ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ بِقَوْلِهِ. And حَافِظُ الْحَكَمِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ, he alluded to this when he said, بَعْدِ اتِّفَاقِهِمْ عَلَى اللَّزُومِ وِفَاقِ أَهْلِهِ عَلَى الْعُمُومِ. The ulama, they agree that it is obligatory for everyone in that land, when the new moon of Ramadan is sighted, that they have to fast as well. The second issue, الْمَسَأَلَةَ الثَّانِيَةِ, إِذَا رُؤِيَ الْهِلَالِ فِي بَلَدٍ فَهَلْ يَلْزَمُ بَقِيَّةِ الْبُلْدَانِ الْعَالَمِ الصيام برؤية أهل ذلك البلد أم لا. If the new moon of Ramadan is sighted in one land, one country, is it obligatory upon the other countries to fast along with that country or not? Again, the scholars, they differ on this matter. However, wallahu a'lam, the majority of the ulama, and this is the strongest position based upon the evidences, the majority of the fuqaha, they hold the position إلى أنه إذا رؤية هلال رمضان في بلد لزم أهل البلاد أن يسوموا. The majority of the scholars, they hold the position that if the new moon of Ramadan is sighted in one country, then it is obligatory upon the other countries to fast as well. Why? Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he said لأن الخطاب في قوله, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, صوموا لرؤيته, fast when you see the new moon of Ramadan. Al-Hadith عام لجميع المسلمين is general and applicable to all Muslims. نعم.